From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. ambassador to South Korea attacked by a knife-wielding assailant. In the South Korean capital, Seoul, Thursday, U.S. Ambassador Mark Libert was wounded on the face and wrist in a slashing attack by an armed assailant. The U.S. diplomat rushed to a local hospital, is listed in stable condition. Police official Yun Myung-seon said the ambassador was attacked with a knife by someone at an event Mr. Lippert was attending, sponsored by the Korea Council for Reunification and Cooperation. The suspect, identified as 55-year-old Kim Ki-jong, was arrested. An investigation is underway. Italian authorities say ships from the Coast Guard, Navy, and several cargo vessels rescued more than 1,000 migrants from North Africa and the Middle East from the dangerous Mediterranean over the past 2 days. Officials Wednesday said one rubber boat overturned, drowning 10. More than 1,000 others were rescued from 7 other small boats taken to Italian ports. The men, women, and children claim to be from Syria, Libya, Tunisia, the Palestinian territories, and other parts of Africa. Save the Children spokesman David Brandeland says the journey is particularly harsh for children.
And we know that a lot of them also are unaccompanied children. Of course, it's very hard and very dangerous for unaccompanied children coming like this. It's a hazardous boat trip. And a lot of the people we've been, and the children we've been speaking to have told us horrific stories about what they have experienced before coming here, both on the crossing past the Mediterranean, but also before coming to Libya.
Nearly 8,000 migrants have reached Italian shores in the first 2 months of the year, far outpacing last year's total for January and February. The UN Refugee Agency says at least 218,000 crossed the Mediterranean by boat last year, 3,500 perished. This is VOA News. A top U.S. official says Washington is considering imposing new sanctions on Russia if Ukraine's ceasefire deal reached last month continues to be violated. Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs Victoria Nuland told U.S. lawmakers the new sanctions would be imposed should Russia continue fueling the fire in the east of Ukraine and failed to implement the accord signed between Russian-backed separatists and Ukraine's government. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
That implementation plan calls for first steps that include a verified ceasefire, the verified withdrawal of heavy weapons, the verified withdrawal of all foreign fighters and equipment, as well as safe access for OSCE special monitors to ensure that both sides are living up to their agreement.
Meanwhile, Russian opposition activists say they'll publish documents gathered by the late opposition leader Boris Nemtsov before his February 27 murder, purporting to show Russia's direct military role in Ukraine. Former world chess champion and human rights activist Garry Kasparov, a friend of the late Nemtsov, addressed U.S. lawmakers in Washington Wednesday about the need to confront Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Ukraine policy.
It may seem far away to you, but it's a front line of a war the United States and the rest of the free world is fighting whether it admits it or not. Sanctions are important, but it obvious 6 months ago that they were not enough to deter Putin, and he must be deterred. Stop treating Putin like any other leader who can be negotiated with in good faith. Stop legitimizing his brutal regime at the expense of the Russian people.
Mr. Kasparov called on the U.S. to arm the Ukrainians in their fight against Russian-backed separatists. Libya is asking the U.N. Security Council to ease or lift the arms embargo to allow it to meet the growing threat from Islamic militants who've already seized major oil fields. Ambassador Ibrahim Debashi told reporters without enough weapons, Libya cannot deal with its security problems. UN Special Envoy for Libya Bernardino Leon told the council via video conference Islamic State group will stop at nothing to make gains inside the country.
I also have no doubt that terrorist groups such as Islamic State will stop at nothing in their bid to play on existing political divisions and sense of mutual mistrust between the main political stakeholders in order to consolidate their own presence and influence in Libya.
UN-sponsored peace talks, mediated by Mr. Leon, are set to resume Thursday in Morocco. The World Health Organization says Guinea and Sierra Leone reported more than 130 new cases of Ebola in the week ending March 1st, an increase of more than 30 cases. The UN Health Agency says communities are still resisting bringing infected family members to treatment centers. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.